now make significant cuts to interest rates when it meets next month. Tropical Storm Debbie is still threatening the southeast with major flooding. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Be very careful. Don't go out into floodwaters. There can be hazards there. There can be debris, and there can be downed electrical cables there.
At least four people have died in the state, and about 200,000 customers don't have power between Florida and Georgia. Most flight delays today are also due to bad weather in the region. We are on Veep Watch with Vice President Harris expected to pick a running mate sometime tomorrow.
CBS News has learned she plans to announce her choice Tuesday morning, just in time for a new running mate to join her for a campaign swing through seven battleground states.
CBS's Skylar Henry tells us they'll start with a rally tomorrow in Philly. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will not face charges for dumping a dead bear in Central Park a decade ago.
It was a bear story Robert F. Kennedy Jr. posted on X.
And the bear was in my car, and I didn't want to.
Now officials in New York City say he won't face any charges in the bear dumping incident, saying the investigation did not uncover sufficient evidence to determine if violations occurred, on top of the statute of limitations being 1 year, which would have expired in 2015. As for why Kennedy came clean about it, he says the New Yorker was writing an article about his political career that was going to mention it. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Defense officials say several U.S. personnel have been injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq as tensions continue mounting in the Middle East. Troops at Al Asad Air Base are still assessing damage there. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. Meantime, Americans are scrambling to leave Lebanon. CBS's Imtiaz Taib has more from Beirut.
People going to the airport, trying to get on any flight they can out of the country. We have many people who have moved to the mountainous areas outside of Beirut as well.
Multiple countries have urged their nationals to do the same. And a federal judge ruled today Google's abusing its search dominance to kill competition. Tech expert Ian Schur.
The judge didn't give any remedies or say what needs to be done, but it's clear that the way Google operates will need to change.
Federal regulators have maintained Google's created a monopoly. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples' hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
An actress is selling an iconic pair of pants.
You want to know what comes between me and my Calvins? Nothing.
Brooke Shields says she's auctioning off the jeans she wore in her racy 1980 ad campaign when she was just 15, as well as her script from the Blue Lagoon movie released the same year.
My heart's beating so fast.
Mine too.
Shields is putting her high school cheerleading sweater on the block too. She says she hopes someone will enjoy the pieces as much as she has. The sale takes place in Burbank, California, the weekends of September 20th and October 25th. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A newly rebuilt bronze statue of Jackie Robinson is back in Wichita, Kansas. The original was cut off at its ankles and stolen back in January. Major League Baseball reps and some former MLB players will be at its unveiling later tonight at a park named after Robinson. The thief who took the first one, by the way, spending the next 15 years in prison. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms this evening with pockets of heavy rain. A flood watch continues tonight. Could see 2 to 3 inches of rain. Severe storms also possible. Cloudy and low in the mid-60s. More clouds around for tomorrow with chances of showers and storms. Breezy and a high near 70. Currently at 75 degrees.
WRJN.
There's a timeless hits on WRJN. Good evening, I'm Chris Morrow, just after 7 o'clock. Well, we're kind of watching the rain as it gets a little heavier and heads our direction. There is a flash flood watch out for Racine all the way through tomorrow morning. We could see some troubled waters in the Root River and other places. Keep your eyes open and we'll watch it for you.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go?
It out, the Beatles on WRJN, your home for local news and now timeless hits. Chris Morrow here Monday night inviting you to listen all week for Don Rosen. Well, with your chance to win a pair of tickets to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. It's going to be at Memorial Hall Friday, August 16th, 8 p.m. Don has the tickets for you as you could see some great tributes to James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. And a staple of Motown, of course, over the years was Stevie Wonder. Gotta show up somewhere in that show, wouldn't you think? Well, we got him showing up here tonight, too. More timeless hits on WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say
Hey!
let me. It's the Outsiders. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And Chris Morrow here, Monday night. Well, you know, one of my first memories of listening to WRJN, grew up here in Racine, of course, was hearing Paul Harvey talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis when I was 2 or 3 years old. And that stuck with me all these years. Paul Harvey was such a part of Racine and Racine County and the whole country, for that matter, from the 50s all the way through the time he retired. So now we're bringing back Paul Harvey. Not the newscasts, of course, but his feature, The Rest of the Story, weekday mornings at its original time, 7:25. And then we always heard Paul Harvey news at 12:05. We're doing The Rest of the Story again afternoons at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. What a great way to remember, well, back when things were a little simpler, but the stories are timeless. Hear The Rest of the Story. It's Paul Harvey, weekdays twice, 7:25, 12:05 on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Get ready to groove as the Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series feature Pure Soul Presents, a musical tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. Friday night, August 16th, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall, 72 7th Street in Racine. Diverse world-class musicians celebrating the likes of James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Aretha, and many more. Tickets $35 and $40 reserved VIP at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Carole King hit from the Shirelles, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow on WRJN. For 97 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, The Righteous Brothers. Can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Times a day, you know, it's so unusual.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. I was only 11 or 12 years old during the famous Summer of Love in the late 60s, but definitely remember the song from Scott McKenzie, If You're Going to San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear we'll be right back.
Hours and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Going to be a rainy night. Could rain all the way till early tomorrow morning. That's what's prompting the flash flood watch we have for Racine County. Until then, we could see some pretty big downpours overnight tonight. So keep your eyes peeled. If you see standing water, stay away. We'll keep you posted throughout the night and early tomorrow morning with Don Rosen here on WRJN.
WRJN.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line, yeah. You know I saw her for a minute. baby does the hanky-panky.
And timeless hits, WRJN, the Hanky Panky, Tommy James, and the Shondells. And good morning, I'm Chris Morrow, encouraging you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district, and statewide races, too. Do your civic duty and be a voter.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Style. Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Something about Doors Records on a summer evening that just sounds so cool. Hello, I Love You on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits, including CBS News, coming up at 8 o'clock tonight.
I need love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine.
the Turtles are going to be at State Fair on Sunday with the Happy Together Tour. I'm sure that song headlines the show. She'd Rather Be With Me here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, CBS News coming up here right at 8 o'clock. Back with more timeless hits after that on WRJN.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely, and I guess there's just no getting over you. And there's nothing I can do but spend all my time out of my mind over you. The prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least five deaths in Florida and Georgia are being blamed on what is now Tropical Storm Debbie. It has prompted states of emergency in Georgia and South Carolina. This after hitting Florida's Gulf Coast this morning, with Governor Ron DeSantis pointing
this
out.
This did not bring the catastrophic hurricane force winds that we've seen in previous storms like Hurricane Ian, but it has and continues to produce lots of water.
CBS's Manuel Bohorquez in Charleston, South Carolina.
Really the bullseye here. Savannah to Charleston, 12 to 18 inches of rain expected from Tropical Storm Debbie. But this is the real, like, doozy. If you look at the National Weather Hurricane Center forecast, some parts they predict could get up to 30 inches of rain. And that's where they start using words like historic and catastrophic.
No immediate claim of responsibility after U.S. defense officials say several U.S. personnel were injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq. It comes as tensions spike in the Middle East over the recent assassinations of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. CBS's Olivia Gazis reports.
It is a troubling indication that the U.S. has not managed to stay out of direct engagement in this conflict, not just coming to Israel's defense, as we know U.S. officials have said that they will do, but to have to engage in counterstrikes now that its own interests may have been attacked.
Markets around the world tumbled, and U.S. markets opened and closed with a significant sell-off. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The economy is slowing down. We don't see a recession today, but the fear is that this could change pretty dramatically.
The Dow fell more than 1,000 points. A judge rules against Google, saying it maintains a monopoly when it comes to online searches. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
A federal judge says Google's ubiquitous search engine illegally exploits its prominence to crush rivals and put a lid on innovation. It's a major win for the Justice Department as it looks to strengthen high-tech industry competition, with Attorney General Merrick Garland saying no company is above the law. The ruling noted that in 2021, Google paid about $26 billion to Apple and other partners to make sure its search engine would be the default on internet browsers.
Pope Francis' main advisor on clergy abuse, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, retires as Archbishop of Boston. The current bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, Richard Henning, replaces O'Malley, saying,
"I am not worthy of this call. I was deeply shocked and surprised."